This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is an email I want to read to you guys. Taylor writes, my wife and I have been married for 8 months. She's beautiful. Hot, beautiful. Everywhere we go, people check her out. And at first, I liked it. Showing off, I guess. But now, it's getting to me. We went to the doctor for a dog bite, and the doctor couldn't stop looking at her. I don't expect her to cheat, but I see myself get possessive. So he wants to know what I think about that. And, I think what we probably need to do is, you know, interview my husband. You know, how does he handle it? All right. Come on. I could think that I'm hot. I used to be hot, okay? Maybe I'm not hot anymore. But my guess is Corey did have to deal with this at some point in our relationship. I don't know. I guess that's my answer to you, Taylor. She's not going to be hot for long. You know? Enjoy having a hot wife while you have it. Don't worry about her leaving you. That's the price you pay for having someone that looks good. Okay? People are going to like her. People may even try to take her away from you. I have that issue with my husband. You know, my husband is a pretty brawny, burly, you know, handsome guy. Yeah, he's my stud muffin, my cupcake tushy. I mean, he is some hot stuff. And, you know, he's a chiropractor, and I was worried that his patients would flirt with him. And I remember walking by one of the rooms, and, the doors are open, you know, when patients are waiting for the medical provider to come in. And there was one girl with her shirt off her shoulder, just sitting there waiting for my husband to come into the room. And I was like, oh, hell to the no. So, yes, I got a little bit upset. I got a little bit grumpy, of course. That's the price I pay for having, for falling in love with somebody who's pretty good looking. And I tell you guys that I remember, I wish I could quote exactly what my dad said. But, you know, my dad, you know, his English wasn't very good. And, you know, he was talking about my mom one day in a good sense. And he said, you know, he didn't want a wife that everybody would be looking at, which is why he loves my mom, so much because, you know, no other guy would want to, you know, take her away from him. And, you know, I remember looking at my sister did he just kind of insult her or did he, you know, but, you know, some guys are like that, you know, or girls, you know, they want somebody that nobody else is going to want. You know, I see people get so mad when celebrities get married, you know, and they're like, gosh, you know, I can't believe Brad Pitt got married to Jennifer Aniston, and then he got married to, you know, Angelina Jolie. I wish he was single. You know, because some people are more attractive when they're single. Okay? I get that. And I'm like, well, what do you expect? He's Brad Pitt, for crying out loud. I mean, are you kidding me? You know what? You expected him to be single, you know, so that you had a chance with him? Come on. And so, you have a hot wife. Congratulations. I think that's great. Hopefully you guys really, really love each other and you're going to have to talk about it. I mean, if she, let's say, goes to the doctor and she dresses up, you know, and we're talking about, you know, clothes like, you know, mini skirts and boots and, you know, makeup or whatever, you know, going to the doctor, when people go to the doctor, they don't really dress up. Older people dress up, you know, because they don't want the doctor, you know, thinking that they aren't taking care of themselves. So older people will always dress up. They'll shower, they'll shave, they'll whatever. But younger people, no. I've had patients come into my office in pajamas. Yeah, I don't practice anymore, but they would come in like I'm a Walmart. They wouldn't shave. They wouldn't have brushed their teeth that day. They have their teddy bear. They're in their slippers, and they're in the pajamas. And, you don't dress up when you go to the doctor. Okay, now I understand that sometimes every now and then we do have a celebrity that comes in, you know, as a patient, so people want to look good in the waiting room just in case there's somebody there. I get that. But, you know, for the most part, you go into the doctor. So my question to you is she getting all gussied up and dressed up, you know, all the time? Because then maybe she is liking the attention. You know, that was one thing I went through, and I have no problem admitting it. You know, I didn't realize how many times I was flirted with until I got married. And then when the flirting started to go down, when somebody would flirt with me, I liked it. And even though I never wanted to leave my husband or anything, but, you know, you like being noticed. And for some reason, you know, if you go for years as that's your confidence booster, sometimes that's hard to give up. So if you know, she's just coming in there and she's all ratty and hair's messed up and she's still getting looked at, well, you probably married somebody who's dropped in gorgeous. But if, no, she's getting all dressed up and she's liking being looked at, you and she have to talk about it. And you need to say, you know, look, it, you know, I love you, but it's making me feel uncomfortable that other people are staring at you and gawking at you. And I want to feel secure in our relationship. And I don't want to think that I'm always going to have to be looking over my shoulder that somebody's going to try to take you away from me. And she'll be like, oh, you're stupid. And, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. And I'm never going to leave you, you know, and then you can say, you know, do you really have to, you know, get dressed up in pumps, you know, and makeup for an 8:15 a.m. doctor appointment, you know, especially after you've been bit by a dog. So, I would definitely have that sort of a conversation, and it's tough, you know, I don't know. I'm not a guy, so I don't know what, you know, guys, maybe you chime in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Guys, when you get married, do you parade your wife? Do you peacock around? Like, you know, my wife is hot. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, wait a second, I don't want people to think she's hot. You know, and then you have to go out somewhere. And you're like, good, no one's going to try to take my wife. But then your wife doesn't look good. And you're like, man, you got to start looking good. Because it embarrasses me. Yeah, I bet guys go through this whole roller coaster. Nobody wants to admit it. Yeah, you know, that's bad. Of course they don't want to admit it. But I wonder if that happens. I wonder if my husband feels that way about me now. You know, he's like, gosh, Dahlia, really? Yeah, can you please put a comb through your hair? Are you telling me to put a comb through my hair? 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, United Airlines is back in the news. Apparently, a wheelchair-bound woman is now suing United Airlines over claims that she lost use of her arm after employees dropped her on a plane. This is according to the Daily Mail. Erica Fulton was flying from Tampa to Texas on United Airlines, and staff came to help her transfer her from her wheelchair to her seat during a Houston layover. Now, Fulton has a degenerative spinal condition. And two employees who was working for a third-party contractor on behalf of the airline were helping her transfer from her wheelchair to her seat on a plane at Houston's Bush Airport. Unfortunately, they let go. He kept saying, don't worry, I got you, and I put my trust into him, according to Fulton, who's 54 years old. She told KPRC. But I saw the look of panic in his face, and I knew that he was going to drop me. And it was terrifying. That is scary. That's got to be frightening. Fulton said she felt horrible pain after she landed hard on her right shoulder and was taken to the hospital where she underwent surgery. Doctors installed a metal plate in her shoulder, but Fulton claims she has totally lost use of her arm. When you lose use of your legs, you need your arms. They never returned any of my calls and left me no recourse but to hire an attorney. She says she lost her independence after the injury and has been forced to hire nurses to stay with her 20 hours every day. I was very independent before, and now I can't live alone. They really took my independence from me, she says. Okay, now I have some thoughts on this, and I'll finish telling you what's going on, and then we'll talk about it. She adds that during the Tampa to Texas, the, quote, flight from hell, United also dropped and crushed her $23,000 customized wheelchair, which was left unrecognizable. The airline has since paid for all the repairs to the wheelchair and apologized to Fulton for the incident, but she says she has no response regarding claims for medical expenses. Fulton has since filed a lawsuit in Harris County demanding compensation for injuries, pain, and suffering. Now, as you know, United Airlines has been just riddled with PR nightmares, probably because now every time they get sued, it's in the news. You know, we used to not, care about United Airlines that much. And so my guess is they've been sued for other things. Everybody seems to get sued. Yeah, I'm sure other airlines are having their issues. But now everything seems to come up in the news after Dr. David Dow, the 69-year-old, who refused to leave his seat when they overbooked. And when he was throwing a fit, he had to be pulled off the plane. When he was pulled off the plane, in the midst of all this, he got bloodied up, bruised up, needed facial surgery. So there's obviously a lot of clusters going on. Here's the thing, okay, and Miss Fulton, I feel bad for her, and this is, extremely unfortunate, but you can't trust other people with something that, shall we say, with something that delicate. You know, I mean, I remember growing up when we had issues with our grandparents. Okay, you know, our family never wanted to expect strangers to help. Okay, now I don't know if airlines already have a system in place where there are medical personnel that could come and help move you, except I don't think that for basic, airline transfers, they use highly specialized personnel. They may have certain contractors that help with, a variety of things, including lifting objects, so they use them for lifting people. And so I remember growing up, I remember my parents going, look, not that we ever flew with our family members who had medical issues, but when it came to, our being out in public or to a restaurant or whatever, we knew that we couldn't count on the average layperson out there because more damage could be done. And, I'm wondering if people may be expecting too much from these airlines. And I'm not feeling sorry for the airline companies, but if you have a degenerative spinal condition, you don't want anybody moving you. You want somebody who is highly trained. Now, mind you, it's got to be very, very expensive to travel with a companion that's highly trained. I get that. A lot of people, they're married to somebody and they're 80 years old and their wife is 79 and they can't lift the wife. I get that. But I just don't think there's enough services out there where you could count on them to the degree that you need to, that they're not going to drop you or hurt you, etc. And so, I'm sure she checked and I'm sure she said, look, I'm wheelchair bound. You guys have, proper, staff that can help. And I'm sure the airline said, yeah. But this is an example of no. People could think, well, all you have to do is carry somebody. No, you don't. You can't just lift a person like you lift another object, especially if she has injured limbs and she can't move or help, hold on to you. And people don't understand there's an art to moving patients. You know, my staff, nurses and staff out there that listen, you know, to the show, not my particular nurses, but my nurse listeners, you know, are like, yeah, you know, don't underestimate, you know, the type of work that has to be done to move a patient. And so is this lawsuit founded? Well, it would be if she had, you know, made sure that there was, you know, a system in place where she could, you know, be transferred, et cetera. And again, I'm not an attorney. I'm sure, you know, there's, you know, some lawyer will take the suit and say, yeah, absolutely we can. But just, I would just say, you know, for those of you out there, you know, just don't, you see the debacle that we're seeing with airlines and don't expect them to be able to, you know, perform very highly specialized health related tasks. Just don't. You know, I saw somebody code on a plane. I had gotten to the airport late. We had sat in the wrong gate. Don't ask. And so we were getting on the plane. We were going to Hawaii. And we were really, really excited about the trip. And there was a line. And there was just, you know, they wouldn't let people board the plane. And my husband heard, you know, what's going on. And they go, well, you know, somebody, we have a medical incident. He goes, well, my wife's a doctor. So they go, well, let her through. So I throw down my bags and I go over there. And there's somebody just lying in the middle of first class, unresponsive. And some people on the plane were trying to help. So, you know, we started administering CPR, and I'm like, all right, you know, is there a stat kit? Is there, they didn't have AEDs back then on standby. You know, I'll need some epinephrine, I'll need some atropine, I need some, you know, do we have anything here on this plane? And mind you, we were at the gate in the terminal. It took at least 25 minutes for EMS to get there. And there was nothing on the plane that we could use. Now planes have more, you know, things available that they could use for people, and they're stocked better. But you know, I was just shocked that we could be in a terminal at an airport and it still take that long for us to get EMS services or even. And imagine if we were in flight. So you know, it's just one of those things where just, you know, be prepared ahead of time. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Frightening story that we're being told about is, speaking of paramedics, and mind you, I love our paramedics, and I can't say enough good things about them. Unfortunately, we have an absolute idiot out there, sicko, where a Sacramento, California paramedic has been charged with sexual assault after he allegedly fondled a young woman while she was having a seizure in the back of his ambulance. According to court documents, Jared Evans, 32 years old, a two-year veteran of the Sacramento Fire Department, is accused of inappropriately touching an immobilized 19-year-old woman while they were in an ambulance on the way to the hospital. The paramedic intern who was on duty with Evans and witnessed what happened reported the incident to a supervisor. Good for him. The incident took place several weeks prior on April 1. On that day, Evans is said to have stuck his hands down the unnamed teen's shirt, pulled her right breast out of her bra. The court documents allege that he did this while she was strapped to a gurney and completely unresponsive to pain and verbal commands. He then allegedly returned the breast to its original position and told an intern, "Sorry, man, I had to." The teen was questioned by police, and she said although her eyes were closed, she was completely immobilized, she was able to hear and feel what happened. The court documents state that she heard Evans say that she had large breasts and could feel it when he placed his hand down her shirt and pulled out her breast. Okay, this is sick. Again, a huge embarrassment to first responders everywhere, because this isn't commonplace, okay? Doctors, nurses, you know, paramedics, pharmacists, this is not behavior that is routine. But unfortunately, it's scary to think that this happens, and you have some sickos out there. And I don't know how this person got through paramedic training, was a two-year veteran on his paramedic force, that could actually get as far through his training and be a predator like that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, rebel up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So now four people have died in Georgia, and dozens more have become ill in the central part of the state after overdosing on an unknown street drug. Remember we reported on this the other day, and they said it was possibly Percocet, and I said it just didn't make sense because they were talking about yellow pills, and they were talking, Percocet could cause overdose, absolutely, taking too many of them, but this just didn't sound right. Something sounded off, and now they're saying that it's an unknown street drug. Georgia health officials say it is the largest cluster of opioid overdoses in state history. One state health official told Strassman that doctors now have at least 7 overdose patients on ventilators. Now, officials said Tuesday that they were awaiting tests to confirm the cause of the deaths and overdoses, but local officials said several people told doctors and nurses that they became ill after swallowing yellow pills purchased on the street. Now, we talked about how a lot of these pills get infused with some cookie stuff. Yep. They'll mix some, just lace it sometimes with cocaine, other sorts of stimulants. We have spice now out there, some fake marijuana that's made up with chemicals. There's some very, very scary things out there. And so when somebody wants to sell a product, they want to make that product appear to be stronger and appear to be more unique than other products out there. So it's absolutely no shock that you could have some people that decide to unethically, not that they're the most ethical people to begin with, interlay and lace other things into these drugs. Fortunately, people are dying as a result. They say officials said Tuesday they are awaiting tests to confirm the cause of the deaths and overdoses. Local officials, Dr. Patrick O'Neill, Director of Health Protection for the State Department of Public Health, says this is a national issue. This is something we've been fearing would happen over a period of time. Now, the Bibb County Coroner, Leon Jones, identified two of the people who died of overdoses as 36-year-old Amira Gillens and 52-year-old Gregory Mitchell. Gillens died Sunday and Mitchell died Tuesday morning. Emergency workers responded to the numerous reports in Centerville, Perry, Warner Robins, and Albany in about 48 hours. Reports of overdoses continued coming in yesterday, clustered at 3 emergency departments in Bibb County and surrounding counties. They had to use naloxone, Narcan like crazy. Bibb County Sheriff David Davis yesterday invited anyone who has a drug problem or who normally takes illegal drugs to come forward, promising that authorities were willing to forego any criminal charges in favor of information leading to an arrest, which is very, very cool. Of course, nobody wants to rat out somebody who could be a major kingpin when it comes to this. They say most patients arrived at hospitals unconscious, needing several needing medical equipment to breathe, and aggressive doses of overdose-reversing drugs. We use Narcan, known as naloxone, and that is used to kind of displace the opioid that affects the mood receptors that prevents the brain from sending proper signals for respiration, and it can cause respiratory depression. They say some of the affected people told nurses and doctors that they just took one pill. It wasn't that they were partying it up and mixing it. They just took one pill. So many of them looks like between 20 to 60 years old. They say the drug, which is being sold on the streets as a medication called Percocet, and I said regular Percocet shouldn't cause this, this vicious of reaction with just one pill. So people are going into respiratory failure. They're losing consciousness. So we think there's something else with it. Now, last month, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation's crime lab began studying counterfeit pills and found that over 450, according to CBS News, had fentanyl and other dangerous drugs that were being sold on the street as pharmaceuticals. So these people are thinking that they're buying Percocet because they can't get it from their doctor's office anymore. And so they're able to buy the pain medication off market, black market. And it's not Percocet. It has fentanyl and something else in there. According to the CDC, 1,300 people fatally overdosed on drugs in Georgia last year. State officials acknowledged Tuesday that narrowing down an exact cause for the deaths and overdoses in middle Georgia could be difficult. Patient tests do not always reveal the cause, unfortunately, especially if there's some synthetic stuff. Now, what's interesting is Daily Mail is reporting an anti-heroin vaccine on the horizon. And this injection could prevent recovering addicts from relapsing by blocking the drug's high. They have successfully tested it in monkeys. Researchers think this is going to eliminate the urge of recovering addicts to relapse. This is the first time we've seen a vaccine that has worked in non-human primates. Study author Kim Janda from the Scripps Research Institute in San Diego said this validates our previous rodent data and positions our vaccine in a favorable light for anticipated clinical evaluation. So the vaccine works by exposing heroin structure to the immune system. And then the immune system starts to recognize it as a foreign substance, a foreign body. The defense neutralizes the drug's molecules and prevents them from ever getting to the brain, which causes euphoria. So if you block heroin from getting to where it needs to, then somebody may not feel the high and may not want to take it again. So you see, they're making it like an anti-allergy medication. You know, these anti-allergy injections, allergy shots, we call them. That's kind of what they do. They introduce the allergen. They teach your body to not, well, in a way, I should probably say it's more like a vaccine. You know, with a vaccine, let's say for chickenpox or polio, we inject, or flu, we inject it into you, your body recognizes it, but we inject a very weakened amount or a killed version of it. Your body identifies it, builds up antibodies, which can help fight it, so then the next time the real flu comes, or polio, or tetanus, or chickenpox, etc., varicella, your body will block it and prevent it from setting up shop. That's what they want to do with heroin. So researchers at Virginia Commonwealth University tested three doses of the vaccine in four monkeys. The researchers redesigned the vaccine to more closely recognize heroin. They tested it on rodents previously, and it seemed to work. Two of the four monkeys were tested with the same vaccine in an experiment 7 months earlier, and they found that all four monkeys showed an effective immune response and heroin neutralization. And it was strongest in the first 4 weeks, but it appeared to last more than 8 months. If that's the case, they can maybe do an every 6 month booster of this, especially if it's safe. They say the two monkeys who were involved in the previous study demonstrated a much higher response than the other two, so it suggests that their immune defense cells had a memory of the vaccine. Study author Paul Bremer from TSRI said, "We are really encouraged to see the vaccine produce such lasting effects in non-human primate models and no side effects in the monkeys." So they say this validates our previous rodent data and positions our vaccine in a favorable light for anticipated clinical evaluation. So, another study had come out looking at marijuana helping people on crack cocaine overcome their dependency. And they found that people who took marijuana act similarly to methadone. And they say there's no effective means of helping crack users who want to stop their cravings, but they found 122 crack users in a suburb of Vancouver where the drug made of powdered cocaine, and I guess bicarb of soda is commonplace, and they tried marijuana, cannabis. And, you know, seeing a numbing of the cravings. I believe marijuana is going to be studied and used in a variety of settings, even appetite suppression, believe it or not. I know for many it gives people the munchies, but you know, I had a lot of patients who just kept their weight down, never got diabetes, and they said their trick was smoking marijuana. Not that I want you guys to smoke marijuana to lose weight. Trust me. This is, you know, we're just making headway with the tobacco epidemic, and people were using tobacco to lose weight. But if they could figure out a type of cannabis or one of the compounds that isn't the psychedelic, the THC portion of it, that can help people with cravings, can help people with the anxiety, because a lot of people stress eat, can and as well as help them with addiction and pain, etc. We got something. 1-877 Dr. Ali.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I've got some bad news for those of you that like to drink. They say even moderate drinking could harm the brain. They say heavy drinking can lead to a number of serious heart problems. We've talked about heart disease. We've talked about cancer, like throat cancer, dementia. But now they're saying even if you cut it back a little bit, still there could be some dangerous health issues. The study was published in the Journal of British Medical Journal, finds that moderate drinkers were three times more likely to experience a decline in mental skills than people who drank no alcohol at all. All right, now, how much? Well, researchers analyzed data on weekly alcohol intake. So, weekly. And 550 healthy British men and women over a period of 30 years. The participants had an average age of 43 at the start of the study, and this was back in 1985, and none of them were alcohol dependent. They were given brain function tests at regular intervals, and during the last 3 years of the study, they got MRI brain scans. The results showed that heavy alcohol consumption over the 30-year period was associated with increased risk of hippocampal atrophy, which is a form of brain damage that affects memory and spatial navigation. Now, how much is heavy consumption? Well, heavy consumption is defined as more than 30 units of alcohol per week. So a unit is like 8 grams. So a glass of wine, let's say, that's about 14% alcohol, is about 2.5 units. A beer is a pint of beer. A pint would be about 3 units. And again, this is coming from Oxford. So we drink a little bit less in terms of our units. But I would say a shot, a beer, and a small glass of wine would equal a unit in American terms. Okay, because we don't really drink a whole pint. Well, some of you guys may do, but no. While previous research has suggested light to moderate drinking may have a protective effect on brain health, this study said no. Those drinking moderately are 14 to 21 units per week, which is basically about 5 to 7 beers or 6 to 8 glasses of wine, were 3 times more likely to have hippocampal atrophy compared to those who didn't drink. They say people drinking more than 7 units of alcohol per week experienced a faster decline in language fluency over the study compared to those who abstained from alcohol. So let's say you go to a party and you guys do some shots. And you have some wine at dinner, and then the next day, you're like, I'm done drinking, but you decide to cook and use some wine, so you have a little bit more wine. You could very easily do that in one whole weekend. They say the authors suggest adjusted for several factors, so they looked at smoking and social activity and sex and age and education, etc., and they just found when they dissected out just the alcohol being involved in this, they found, you know, increased risk of dementia. Now, we don't want to lose our minds. You know, we look at what these centenarians do in Europe, and they like to drink, you know, but they have their one glass. Okay, you know, we're not talking about one glass. We're talking about moderate, which could be, you know, 2 drinks a day for guys, but for women, 1. I believe that the one glass a day isn't as dangerous, okay, as this study says it is. But my big concern with this quote-unquote one glass a day is if you're drinking every day, one glass by the book, and then something happens or you're at a party and you know, it's very easy for you to tip over to the drinking more than that. And how many of you guys actually fill your wine glass to the appropriate amount? Okay, a lot of you guys, you fill it pretty high up. Well, then that may be 1.5 units. And it may not be just that one glass a day. So if you're drinking every day, even though that's under that 1 for a woman, I would still say I would use caution. So sorry about that. You know, I know everyone's trying to, you know, use alcohol as I drink alcohol like a vitamin. I wouldn't do that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The Ebola epidemic in Congo, they say, is under control. Health officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo said the Ebola outbreak in the African nation has been, quote, brought under control, as the country has not recorded a new case of the virus in the last 21 days. Thank God. They said at this stage, we could say that the spread of the epidemic has been brought under control, and thanks to the quality of national and international experts dispatched to the zone. That's according to Kalangi's health minister, Oli Lunga Kalenga, told Reuters. Now, authorities have confirmed 4 cases of Ebola in the northeastern Basule province, up from 2 previously, and that 3 other cases were considered probable. Now, the World Health Organization has not confirmed the health minister's assertion that the virus spread is under control, and it noted yesterday that the World Health Organization and its partners are rapidly and effectively coordinating a response. Yeah, you know, you don't want to get caught with your pants down. On this one. And, you know, a big concern we have is, you know, we're talking about remote areas of the continent and remote areas of the country of Congo that could still have cases that may not be brought forth, may be hushed by villagers, may, you know, never even, you know, be seen. And so, you know, whenever they say, oh, you know, we're good, I always feel like there's a jinx. So, we'll keep you guys posted on that. But at least no new cases in the last 21 days. That's good. There is a vaccine. Vaccine has been developed. Right? The World Health Organization Working Group recommended the use of RVSV-ZEBOV in 2015 after a clinical trial in Guinea showed promising results. As you know, 11,000 people were killed from Ebola. There are currently 300,000 doses of the vaccine available. And from what we understand, they are right now considering starting to do mass vaccination. So we'll keep you posted on that. Now, this is interesting. An Ohio man has been charged with murder in the AIDS-related death of a woman he was accused of infecting with HIV during a 5-year sexual relationship in which he failed to tell her that he had the virus. Ronald Murdoch, 51 years old of Toledo, appeared on Tuesday in a Lucas County criminal court where a judge set his bail at $1.5 million, according to prosecutor Clinton Wasserman. Murdoch has not entered a plea, and Wasserman said his arrangement was postponed to June 13th. This is being reported by New York Daily News. Murdoch was indicted last week on charges of murder and felonious assault, both counts stemming from a sexual relationship with the woman, according to local media. The indictment marks the latest in a series of criminal cases brought against HIV-positive individuals prosecuted in the U.S. for sexual behavior and other conduct that would expose another person to HIV. HIV is a virus that causes AIDS. Now, Ohio, like several other states, has a law requiring people with HIV to disclose that fact to their sexual partners. The Center for HIV Law and Policy in New York has tallied nearly 280 arrests. Can you get that? 280 arrests of prosecutions related to concerns about HIV exposure in the United States between 2008 and 2016. This also highlights the fact that HIV can be given and passed between heterosexual couples. We don't see it a lot. We don't hear it a lot. It is more rare than men that have sex with men, men who have sex with men, but it's possible. In a 5-year relationship with somebody who has HIV, you're bound to get it. They say the center and other advocates for people with HIV oppose laws, such as the one used in Ohio to prosecute Murdoch, saying they stigmatize people with the disease. But Josh Klempner, the son of the woman who died, voiced support for the prosecution in an interview with the Toledo television station. They said it would be different if he had let people know that he had HIV before he got into the relationship, but he didn't. So that right there tells me and everybody else that he has no care. Now, Kimberly Klempner had died in February at the age of 51. Her death certificate listed AIDS as the cause. Murdoch was married to another woman during his affair with Klempner. And apparently Murdoch has not been reached for comment, but he does face a sentence of up to life in prison if convicted of murder. So the problem we have here is people who have HIV, you know, are usually very open with their, you know, relationships, and they, you know, but if they don't and they want to hide it, is that a crime? Now, many of us would say absolutely. Why would there even be a debate? But in terms of the stigmatism, which we'll talk about on a later show, some people may want to have the privacy. The problem is you can have privacy if you're not sleeping with somebody else. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.